And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Roland. How I want to make a good program. How I want to make a program that will help you, that will reach you. See, I can help you, or I can help you to help yourself. But reaching you, that's the hard part. That's the hard part, and it's not my fault, because I've been trying for 25 years now. I've been on radio all over the country. Florida, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Richmond, Virginia, Scranton, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, South Carolina, Mississippi, Louisiana, Kansas, Nebraska, California, the state of Washington. And I'm trying to reach people, but people are very hard to reach now. You know why? Because people are in a hypnotic trance. You don't even know. You don't know that you're in a trance. All you know is that your life isn't working out somehow. And you make wrong decisions. Or you make what you think are right decisions, but it still doesn't work out. Or you make right decisions and it works out, but you're still not happy. Something is missing. Something is wrong. Once upon a time when you were a little child, you were happy and carefree. You jumped out of bed in the morning and ran across the carpet, looking forward to a day of adventure. Life was bright. There was a brightness in the air and a happiness and a cheerfulness. And America used to be that way too, long time ago. I remember when I was a boy. And even when I was in my 20s, there was still a hopefulness, a brightness. You'd still hear people whistling while they worked. Cheerful, happy, optimistic. I know there's still some of that around, but not as much as before. The average person now, when you look at them, they have health problems, relationship problems, family problems, financial problems, mental problems, emotional problems. See, it's one thing to have problems. There's always going to be some problems. I mean, you know, this and that. The economy gets bad and stuff. It's always been that way. But now you see people that they're unhappy, chronically unhappy, chronically. I can't even think of terms to describe people's negative state. So what has happened? Well, what's this negative state all about? It's people are in a trance, see, awaiting the prince to wake them up. But it's not a happy trance. People are asleep in their trance, but it's not a happy sleep. And so what you need is the Prince of Peace to awaken you. But when people are in their trance, when people are in their trance state, see, when you walk around, see, what you should do, really. See, I've been studying this for 25 years. I've written 18 books. I'm working on my 19th and 20th book right now. I have a beautiful book I'm writing on eternal life. And I'm also updating an old manuscript, a spiritual classic. It's in the public domain. I'm updating it, putting it into modern English. It's just going to be a beautiful book. If you could see that you're somehow in a trance, you're not awake. Now, why is that important? Because when you are awake and aware, when you're fully awake and when you are aware, you have access to intuition, which is from God. See, I've always said God gives animals instinct. He gives humans intuition. Okay? It's kind of a wordless way of knowing and moving and having your being. It's like a guide. It's a lamp unto your feet. It's the inner light from God. But when you're in your trance state, when you're down in your lost in your imagination and your feelings, and you're texting and you're daydreaming and your worries, doubts, and fears, you are separate from the light. And the answer is to come back to awake, to being awake and aware, so you can get close to the light, and then you can find real answers. Did you know that I have over 500 YouTube lectures and talks on topics about relationships, life issues, overcoming stress, and much more. Visit talktoapastor.org.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back. My name is Roland. Yes, when you're in your trance state, which you don't even know. See, it's not detectable. You can't tell that you're in a trance state. All you can tell is that you spend most of your time lost in your imagination. Large percentage of your day sitting around worrying, thinking about the past, what he said, what she said, what happened, worrying about the future, or planning and scheming for the future, what you're going to do, what you're going to this, what you're going to that. When you're not doing that, then you're lost in some kind of daydreams, fantasies of love or hate or sex or violence or whatever your fantasies are. And when you're not doing that, then you're doing something which is fantasy-like, something which is a substitute for being lost in your imagination, like texting, playing video games, listening to music, watching movies, or listening to trivia, gossip. See? Things to distract you. And to fix it, capture your attention and distract you. That's what your thoughts do. That's what your thoughts do. The minute something happens in life, see, a little, your boss lays some extra work on you, or your boss says, well, your performance has suffered a little bit. See, or you have to go face something that you don't feel like facing. Or something goes wrong, something happens, and then what? Then immediately you're thrown into your thinking. You sit around thinking about it, worrying about it, planning, scheming, reliving the past, and see, thinking, worrying, fantasizing, daydreaming. And when you can't bear thinking about the problem anymore that you can't face, it gets worse because you build it up in your mind. The images in your mind become more powerful than reason, more powerful than common sense, more powerful, see? And so there you are, lost in your imagination. Well, that's the hypnotic trance. That's the hypnotic trance right there. So you are shocked or seduced into your mind, and then when you're in your mind, you're more manageable. And then as you're lost in your mind, either thinking about what happened or what you're going to do, or imagining this and that, then suggestions are given to you. Suggestions come into your mind from outside, and then you go ahead and do them, and you think they were your idea, but they actually came from outside. That's the hypnotic state. See, when you're in a hypnotic state, remember what I said earlier. I said that you are separate from the light. See, that's the story of the whole human race. You see, it takes place. Every time you fall, every time you are something in life stresses you and you can't cope with it, you can't deal with it, or it shocks you, or it surprises you, or it somehow amazes you, or wows you, or intimidates you, or overwhelms you. You go into this trance state. You become a little more manageable. You fall into imagination, and then thoughts come to you which distract you, and there you are, and then you do whatever came into your mind. You go and do it. You act it out. You think it was your idea. Why do you think the advertisers spend millions of dollars on the Super Bowl commercials? Why is there advertising all over the place? Why? If it didn't work, do you think they would spend money on it? No way. No, they spend money on it because it works. You see, you go to a magazine, and there's a picture of this. There's a picture, see, an image of some happy person in the park, looking happy, looking healthy, looking wonderful. And then it's for some drug, see, some pill. And it says, oh, you'll be so, everything will be so much better. And then you turn the page over, and then it gives you the whole page is basically the short answer of all the things that the side effects and things that can go wrong, okay? And then it says down the bottom, well, this is, you know, if you want more, then go here and here to get even more. See, but what is it that influences people? Is it all the small print on the backside, or is it the nice picture? See, the nice picture and the promise of relief. Okay, well, so there you have it. So that's advertising. It works. Wrinkle cream, you know, feeling young again. See, it just. But you see, not only do upsets and shocks pull you into your imagination, but you're easily seduced into your imagination because you have an ego pride which you know wants to be admired and worshipped and glorified and thought well of and not be wrong and be successful and prove to others how great you are. And so you're easily appealed to. As soon as they start appealing to your ego, then you fall into imaginative thinking, and then they make the suggestions. Then you go out and buy something, and later when you wake up, you say, what'd I buy that for? Want to get back control of your life? Want to start handling stress better? Try the easy meditation. It's free. You'll find it at talktoapastor.org. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. My name is Roland. I hope you're enjoying today's program. I'm talking about waking up. And I'm trying to convince you that you are not fully awake, and you definitely are not aware. Not only are you not fully awake, you're in a trance, a hypnotic trance, but you don't even know that you are. It never ceases to amaze me where if I'm teaching a seminar, and in the seminar there's a video presentation. In other words, I play a segments of a DVD as part of the presentation. And the moment I turn that DVD on, that you know, television screen on, the flat screen that I have, and then so there it is, and I watch people, immediately all eyes are fixated on the screen. Fixated. And everybody is completely still. Except for an occasional somebody getting a sip of water or something out of their bottle. They're all still, staring at the screen. They're in it. It's a trance. They've gone into an even deeper state of trance. They probably were already in one. Now they're in an even deeper one. It's amazing to me. Okay? It's amazing to me. But what you need to understand is, if you're in a trance, at any level of trance, then you do not have access to intuition and to the inner light from God. See, the fallen state of mind. See, you look around you and what do you see? You see hell on earth. Everywhere you look, it's stealing and robbing and fooling people and tricking and teasing and cruelty and betrayal and murder and violence and rape and pillage. See, that's what you see all around you. And why is that? See, once upon a time, everybody that you see out there, all these people that are doing awful things to each other and fooling each other. See, some people rob, you know, on the street, and other people rob with a pen. See, and where's the love? Remember the song, Where's the Love? You know, where is the love? There's only what appears to be love. It's false love. It's use. But where's true love? Well, you need to find true love. And you need to do that, you have to wake up. You have to wake up from the false love. Christ said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Well, the truth is that you're not awake. And when you wake up, see, you need to wake up. Now, you know, if a person's in a trance state, you leave them alone, they eventually wake up. But then some people don't want to wake up. They don't want to wake up because of what they did in the trance state. They enjoy the trance state too much because down there they get rid of anxiety and they don't have to face the truth about themselves and their failing and their wrongness and their impatience and their resentment. See, they want to see their failing. So people begin to wake up, but suppose somebody does want to wake up, but then people come along and put them back to sleep. They go to a hypnotic church or go to some motivator or some person. All the things around them, the television, the video games, the shopping, the internet, the music, the wall-to-wall entertainment. What do you think entertainment is? Look at what a big business entertainment is now. It used to not be that way. See, 100 years ago, people were just as smart back. See, people were not primitive then. They were smart, maybe just as smart as now. They didn't have... See, as a society, we didn't have quite as advanced technology as now. But we were always moving toward. See, so 100 years from now, people will look back at you. See, but you're pretty smart. So how come, if you're so smart, how come your life isn't working out? How come you can't just snap your fingers and be happy and be instantly happy, and feel good, and life is working out, and go have a good relationship with your partner and with your kids and. See, why not? Something is wrong, okay? But the point is that people weren't into entertainment back then. So now we're into entertainment. Why? Why? Because we're even bigger failures now than before. And because it's a powerful distraction, and it puts you into a trance, okay? So you need to wake up so you can find God, so you can find the inner light, so you can find your fulfillment in life and the purpose for your existence. This is important. You can't just spend your life playing video games and hiding. Got a question you'd like for me to answer on the air? Leave your comment or opinion or question at my listener call-in answering machine. And the number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Hello, this is Pastor Roland, checking in to see how you're doing. Hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues like unhappiness, anxiety, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get so upset so easily. For example, how about my easy meditation? It's free, it's complimentary, it's called the Easy Meditation. It even helps with your prayer life. When you're calm, it's easier to pray. Visit talktoapastor.org and look for the Easy Meditation. While you're there, watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at talktoapastor.org. You see, when you're lost in your entertainment, in your video games, in your texting, in your shopping, and when you're lost in your thinking, in your planning, in your scheming, in your goal setting, and your or your worries, or your, see, when you're lost in any of that, your fantasies, your music, your marijuana, see, your pills, when you're lost in any of these things, you can find a false peace. It's a false peace apart from God. You can find a false manipulated peace, see, and a false happiness, you know, not a true happiness, not true joy. Just, you see people sitting in a nightclub drinking alcohol and laughing at some crude comedian. See, that's a very, very crude substitute for what real joy is. You want to see real joy, look at a little child before the child's been pressured. Some kids come from such rotten homes that they're already mistreated and pressured and teased and hurt when they're little tiny babies. That's how terrible the homes are. But if you have a little child who comes from a decent home, look at the joy and the sweetness and the happiness. Christ said you must become like a little child to enter into the kingdom of heaven. He said, unless you become like a little child, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. So what did he mean? I know what he means. He meant a lot. Those few words of his are jam-packed. See, I could write a book, several books on it, different aspects of what he meant. But what you need to see right now is that whatever you had back then, it's been from you. They took it from you. And they gave you substitutes. They took away your intuition and your creativity, and they gave you what? Sitting in classrooms for years and years and looking at books. See, or researching it on the internet. They took away your joy. They took away your innocence. See? Too much too soon, or too little too late, so it was boring. One way or another, they ruined it. See? And they told you things that were not true. So you went out and lived a life based upon what they told you in your fallen state. See, when you were a little child, where it began was when you became upset, when you were teased, or when your father wasn't there for you. Then the world began to overwhelm you. The cruelty, you went to school. What was there? Bullying, teasing, wall-to-wall tease, see? And pressure, ambition pressure, study pressure, academic pressure, see? Gang pressure, peer group pressure, sex pressure, drug pressure, 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 pressure. See? And then you began to give in. It got to you. It overwhelmed you. If your father had been there, had been strong, stronger than the world, and he had been there for you with patience and courage and kindness, and he had wisdom to protect you, see, and he had understanding, then you would have been okay. But instead it got to you, so you were overcome by the stress of the pressures, and you went into a little bit of a trance, and you retreated into your mind, and into texting, and into clinging to the people in your group, and into your entertainment. See? And that's what happened. So, if you want to come back to where there is true joy, true life, true purpose, true fulfillment, and your true self, well, then what you need to do is to wake up. You need to wake up. Okay? And by waking up, see, if you can wake up, if you're willing to see the truth, if you reach the point where you're willing to know the truth, wake up, then God will reach out to you in your darkness. See, it says that in the New Testament. It says Paul was telling people, he's talking to those who had found salvation. He said, you all were once lost in darkness too. But God rescued you from the darkness so he can reach you down there in your daydreams, down there in your nightmares and your fantasies, See, he can reach you with his light. And then you begin to wake up. And you come up, up, up from levels of hypnosis up to being fully awake. And then also become fully aware when you walk with the inner light of intuition. And I have a meditation that can help you to wake up. Want to improve your relationship with your kids or partner? I'll send you a free ebook. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook as a token of my appreciation. Just visit talktoapastor.org. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to talktoapastor.org and click on my relationships blog. You'll find dozens of free articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationships. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you'd like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Okay? Just visit talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org and look for the Secure PayPal button. Those of you who are getting the 15-minute program, you must listen to the whole 30 minutes. The second half was exquisitely beautiful, with vital clues to help you. To help you to wake up. Wake up and smell the coffee. Find your purpose in life. And refine joy again, as you once knew when you were a little child. Visit talktoapastor.org. Check out the resources there, including my very special meditation to help you wake up. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.